JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining. Today we'll be highlighting activities to mark Disabilities Awareness Week. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned.
I wish me could get a day to do my personal business, you know. It would have better than if I run from work to catch another business place before it close. Sometimes I feel like I live at work.
So you know hear about the flexi work?
Flexi work?
Yeah man, flexi work arrangements are going to allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
FlexiWork will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Support FlexiWork. Balance work, balance life with FlexiTime. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
Disabilities Awareness Week 2014 will highlight the achievements of the disabled community. The week is being observed from Sunday, November 30 to December 7 under the theme, Opening Doors to Inclusion and Development. Now, here is a rundown of some of the activities that will be happening across the island. There will be a rap session organized by the Combined Disabilities Association to highlight and recognize achievements of the disabled on Tuesday, December 2 at the Industrial Disputes Tribunal starting at 6 p.m. It's open to the public. On Wednesday, International Disabilities Awareness Day, there will be a stakeholder consultation on the codes and regulations for persons with disabilities starting at 10 a.m. at the University of the West Indies. The consultations will continue on Thursday for the central parishes of Clarendon, Manchester, and St. Elizabeth at the Gulfview Hotel in Mandeville, Manchester, while in Kingston, the University of Technology will have the closing ceremony for its caregivers training program at 10 a.m. UTEC's Disabilities Awareness Workshop is scheduled for Friday, December 5, starting 9 a.m. Saturday will see a grand cricket event and concert put on by the Jamaica Society for the Blind at the Ultimate Cricket Ground in Discover Bay, St. Anne at 11 a.m. The week of activities will end Sunday, December 7 with an awareness expo put on by the Portmore Self-Help Organization at the Portmore Mall in St. Catherine at 12 noon. For more information on the activities for Disabilities Awareness Week, call the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD, at 926-937-425.
For your convenience, a postal drop-off point in the heart of New Kingston. Send your packages or documents overseas or across the island by using one of Jamaica Post's expedited, registered, or ordinary mail services. Visit Jamaica Post's New Kingston office at Shop 6C New Kingston Business Center, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 1-888-526-7678 or 509-9331. Jamaica Post is more than just mail.
On the Vision 2030, work is ongoing to ensure each child has equal opportunity to develop his or her full potential through access to the best care, affection, and protection. This is in order to secure a Jamaica that is the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Our community notice for today. The Happy Grove High School's alumni will host its annual reunion dinner Saturday, December 6, 2014 at 7 p.m. at the Alhambra Inn, Kingston 6. Now a glimpse of Jamaica.
We usually walk. Sometimes we don't have boot for our foot. Sometimes we left our school, lunchtime, and come out here to eat baked dumpling and sugar water. Sometimes turn caramel without the meat.
Karen.
Sharing your glimpse of Jamaica is easy. All you have to do is send us an email to glimpses at jis.gov.jm. Include your name and contact number, or you may also give us a call at 926-359-024. That's it for today's journey. Join us again on this station on weekdays for another edition of Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with student engineer Joel Samuels. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.